Making love with you is all I wanna do. Loving you is more than just a dream come true. And everything that I do is out of loving you.
Unfortunately, this beautiful lady died of breast cancer at an early age, 31. And one of the reasons that this song is just so beautiful, wow, the instrumentation. We've heard the acoustic guitar, the keyboard synthesizer. What is the other sound that I specifically want you to mention that features prominently throughout the song?
It's filled with love and you. Love and
the chirping of the birds.
I see your soul come shining through. And every time that we... Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is not your imagination that this is an awesome song. It was released in 1975. It made number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in the U.S., number two in the U.K. charts. This was truly a great song.
No one else can make me feel the colors that you...
That is one of the most interesting lines in the song to me. I'm not saying it is the most, but it's certainly one of the most interesting songs or lines in the song to me. No one else could make me feel the colors that you bring. Wow. We think of colors as being seen. No one else could make me feel the colors that you bring. Wow, what powerful poetry. I saw a documentary some years ago, and I tell you, she and her husband really, really, really loved each other. All right, here we go. We're still in Newsarite mode, taking a look at the women at the wheel. And here's the thing. We're talking about Chechnya, and we said a little bit about India. And here's the thing. Concerns about personal safety and being able to travel unharassed are a major consideration. And for this reason, women-only taxi services are popping up all over the world, from South Korea to Kenya, from India to Mexico. While Online Comet has given the plan a broad welcome in Chechnya itself. Some of the comments, a good idea. I hope everyone supports it. It shows concern for women passengers. But if we want to be serious about it, we must not forget the safety of the women drivers either, said one comment on the Zayed Fund Instagram story. But the proposed service has struck a nerve with many readers elsewhere in Russia, whose fears range from the segregation of women to the intrusion of conservative Islam into public life. Is this feminism or patriarchy? I'm confused, is what one tweeter wrote, while another worried that this was immortization. It's shameful to see this happen in Russia. Nonetheless, some readers are willing to give the project the benefit of the doubt. One reader said that there are times when I'd rather take a woman's taxi for safety's sake. Women shouldn't be scared of taking a cab just because of men who are prone to violence. Although we still have to find another way of fighting abuse, according to one woman who wrote on Medusa's Twitter account. Okay. I am wondering what your thoughts are about. Well, the dilemma, the plight. Of women when it comes to their need to get around and the dangers involved with that. All right, we are heading now to Lebanon. We're going to talk for a few minutes about flight again, but this time the flight won't be with regards to commercial airlines. This time the flight is going to be about military combat. What are your thoughts about women, not just in the military, but engaging in combat? I'm not going to go into that a whole lot, because as you know, part of the reason that we're able to move so quickly when we are in Newsarite mode is because we don't have in-depth discussions. Now, as I said earlier, you're fine thinking about these issues. I definitely want us all to be thinking about these issues. I certainly do think about them as we talk about them. I just don't go into discussion, into heavy discussion, into in-depth discussion about it. But I want you to be thinking about it. We just have, you know, so much to cover. Like I said, anywhere from 4 to 7, usually anywhere from 4 to 7 places that we're visiting. And as a result, news articles that we're looking into that we just go for speed. All right. So here we go. We are in Lebanon, as I mentioned, and we're taking a look at Lebanese female Air Force pilots. Most women serving in the Lebanese armed forces work in administrative or logistical roles. But his top commander is trying to change this. Courtesy of the BBC. All of our news are right today, courtesy of the BBC. General Joseph Ayoun says that bolstering women's roles is among his top priorities, with the ultimate aim of getting them into combat roles. That's something that we've been kind of wrestling with here in America. I'm not so sure that we still are at a great level of comfort with the idea of our women going into combat. I'm not saying what my thoughts are about it, but just talking about America in general. Well, we're in Lebanon, and they're dealing with some of the same issues. Women are not allowed to work on the front line in the Army, but there's no such rule in the Air Force. They're not allowed to work on the front line in the Army, in Lebanon's Army. But there is no rule in the Air Force that says women can't work on the front lines. 6 women have so far applied to be pilots in the Air Force. They went through testing, only 2 qualified. They are First Lieutenant Chantal Kalas, 27, and First Lieutenant Rita Zaire, 26. Rita says that she did meet resistance when she first decided to join the armed forces, with many people seeing her as taking a man's job. Taking a man's job. Do you see that as taking a man's job, or do you see that as just a woman taking a job? Chantel wanted to become a pilot from a young age, but her parents were worried she wouldn't be able to juggle work and family life. Despite the social pressures, she followed through with her plan. And this is what she says. In her opinion, a woman has to overcome all of the challenges with their family or society in order to realize her ambition. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? All right, more Minnie Riperton, and we will be ready to take a look some more into our news of right, females in the Lebanese Air Forces, and we will be flying back home. By the way, I'll let you know. In fact, let me go ahead and tell you now what you are getting ready to feast on. And for those of you who are just now, you know, this is your first trip with us, I'm going to tell you now, one of our biggest challenges is, well, I'm going to tell you. Let me just go ahead and say it. Spoiling you with the food.
Watch your cooking for Biddle's Ray. Watch your cooking for Biddle's Ray. got for supper? What do you got?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
What do you see, Granny?
Yeah, what do we got?
Oh, we got owl soup, jowl soup, and a little fowl soup. Fried bits, dried bits, skinny and white bits. Hog belly, frog belly, cooked a nice possum jelly. That's what's a-cooking in my pot.
See what I'm saying? We be spoiling people. Can't help it, though. We believe in serving the best. That's the way we do things. And so I will tell you, when you get home, it's going to be hard for you to go back to what you've been eating. Even though you will only have had this meal once, probably all year. And that would be during our flight. But, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to do what we've got to do. We all agreed that we are going to serve our flight guests the best there is. So it's all about hog jaws, grits, stewed possum, Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah, we're going to spoil you. The worst part about it is we never have enough for people to take any home. But I guess maybe that's a good thing, because if folks at home were to get their tongues on this food, you'd really have problems then, because who would want to cook? All right, back in a few.
No one else can make me feel the colors that you bring. Stay with me while